Liz and Andrew Porter shut down their distillery, Doc Porter's, to the public on Monday. With the coronavirus outbreak demanding social distancing, it seemed like the right move. By Thursday, the Porters already had a new plan for their South End distillery: hand sanitizer. Doc Porter's will make hand sanitizer for first responders, medical professionals, and nonprofits providing shelter and assistance to others. It's a move numerous distilleries around the country have been making amid COVID-19 fears, but Liz Porter says Doc Porter's appears to be the first in Charlotte to start making the high-demand item.
I feel like we're in a really unique position to actually be able to do something helpful in this completely strange and otherworldly experience.
Using a recipe provided by the World Health Organization, Doc Porter's will take ethanol it typically produces for spirits, like vodka and gin, and combine it with glycerin and hydrogen peroxide. That creates a hand sanitizer that meets the 60% ethanol minimum solution recommended by the CDC.
The recipe is simple, super straightforward. It's, you know, less complex than making the products that we typically are making.
Right now, Doc Porter's is asking anyone interested in receiving the sanitizer to register at their website. They're trying to gauge how much sanitizer they'll need to make. It will be free.
We don't feel right about charging for it in this type of situation. I think everybody is strapped, including us, so we're donating everything.
But sorry, it will not also be available to the public at large.
So we've seen distilleries across the nation doing things like, hey, drive through, get sanitizer, buy a bottle.
The couple doesn't think it's the right time to serve the public right now.
Andrew and I are very, very much of the mind that everyone should be staying home, and we don't want to encourage anyone in the public that does not have to be out to be out.
As soon as they announced their hand sanitizer, they had immediate requests from fire stations, emergency responders, and nonprofits. 20 gallons of orders. They can make 23 gallons by next week, but now they need containers. They're also asking for donations of 1 to 5 gallon containers. This is all a new experience for them, the coronavirus and the social distancing and the hand sanitizer, but they're glad they can do their part to help out.
For WFAE News, I'm Jody Vallade.